Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
He'll be joining us. We've got Daniel Brigman today, and I just absolutely love this man, and I'm sure I'm going to love his family, too, when I get to meet them. But they are the real deal. And ladies and gentlemen, doesn't it feel good to buy from someone that you know is in this for the right reasons? Think about it. That means everything. Buy from the good guys. That's really what it's like, buying it from PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com. Buy from the good guys. Numana is the name of the food, and I cannot say enough for it. You know, in the Defender Nutritive Pack, there is, ladies and gentlemen, there's 2 pounds of quinoa, 2 pounds of parboiled rice, 1 pound of spelt, 1 pound of brown jasmine rice, 1 pound of chia seeds, 1 pound of sprouting seeds, sweet habanero servings, 6 of those, mac and cheese, the primavera. I mean, it's the reason that the food is so attractive to me is because not only the taste, I mean, that's obviously the number one thing, but it is that there's so many different things. Who would include spelt and quinoa in their food? I mean, that's just wonderful that you do that. And you've got such a unique combination of foods and taste together that just makes it just absolutely delicious. You could eat it every day. And I'm sure a lot of people have, too, haven't they?
Well, absolutely. It's easy to fix. You know, people don't want to cook. So
yeah.
They can boil water, they can fix Numana. So they like
that. You boil water, pour it in, voila, an incredible dinner. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah,
it absolutely is.
So quick. And I want to tell everybody out there, Numana is so thrilled with all the Power Mall people that we talk to, the customers. They ask us questions sometimes. Your audience is fantastic.
Wait a minute. If it's my audience, they ask questions all the time. I got to say, they all the
sometimes
time.
I have to cut them. Sometimes I have to cut them off. Sometimes I got to get some work done.
Yeah, I know. You know, they'll want to talk about everything from why the USS Liberty to, you know, I mean, it's just they're amazing people.
Well, they tell us about their life, and you know, it's just so interesting learning about people and their decisions in their life to be part of it, have Numana part of it. They want Numana as part of their life and to make such an important decision. We're just thrilled. This is our favorite relationship. This is our favorite place to be. We love the power hour. We love the Power Mall. We love the power people, and we love you, Joyce.
Oh, well, that's so kind of you. And looking forward to having you come up and visit in Versailles one day and see us again. I know we got to go out to Josh's house with you and sing. And
that was very, very fun.
Wouldn't that mean?
My family's way excited to come.
Well, great. We're just going to have to make Noelle fix dinner again and go out there again, man. Yeah.
I think she's good at it. She can handle it. She did a good job.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to say to the listeners? We've only got about a minute here.
No, I just want to say, hey, thank you for making this, choosing us. I know there's a lot of companies out there. There's a lot of choices. Thank you for choosing Numana. We work hard to be the best product we can, and you've proven that by your choices. Thank you so much. And
that's right.
We just look forward to helping you.
Well, thank you so much, Daniel Brigman. Thank you for joining us. Numana is the name, N-U-M-A-N-N-A. Go to powerprepper.com. Well, we salute you, and thank you so much for being the person that you are, Daniel.
Oh, God bless. And just remember, even if you stand alone, you're a majority of one if you stand on the side of the truth.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much.
God
Ladies
bless.
And gentlemen, Daniel Brigman. Thank you so much, Daniel. Stand. There is such an incredible feeling in standing. And Daniel's had to do that also. Those are the kind of people I like on the show. Not the ones that, you know, just want to be on the air to entertain themselves or you. I want people who have stood and then stood. We'll be back with Mark Passio in this next segment. Thank you so much for joining us. 3 minute break. We'll be right back.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. We're really so pleased to have Mark Passio join us today. He is an independent researcher, public speaker, radio talk show host himself on RBN, conference organizer, freedom activist from Pennsylvania, or from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He has undertaken the task of assembling vast amounts of research in the areas of metaphysics, occultism, spirituality, symbology, and consciousness studies. In 2007, Mark began presenting the information in the form of a presentation he calls What on Earth is Happening? And that is the website, What on Earth is Happening? We thank him very much for joining us today. Thank you, Mark, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Joyce, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Sure. I could hear people clicking it off going, aha, occultism. Metaphysics, can't have that. And I don't want to see people, you know, eliminating and denying themselves information, because what you're all about is finding the truth, like all of us, and wanting to bring that so that we can use that in our lives. Am I correct on that?
Without a doubt. And when people hear certain terms that might put them off at first, they really have to try to understand that that's conditioning at work. And when you hear a term like occult, you have to realize that all it really means by definition is hidden knowledge, hidden information. That's all the word occult means. We're not talking about stuff that is inherently evil or immoral. It's information that is regarding the human psyche and how it operates and the laws of nature and how they operate. And there's a vested interest in the powers that be to keep certain information about the way we work and about the way that the universe works hidden from the public to keep them essentially able to be controlled easily. So revealing knowledge that has heretofore been hidden by the control class will help to level the playing field and, you know, bring about the kind of world that we really do want to see instead of the world of total inequality and iniquities that we're witnessing play out before our eyes right now in the modern world.
Well, let's talk about who you are or who you were before you did your radio show and all. What is it that brought you to where you are today with this information?
Yes, that's a very interesting and somewhat unique story. I was involved in dark occultism in my past. I grew up in a pretty traditional Roman Catholic background family here in South Philadelphia. And my family wasn't what you would call super religious, but they were into the status quo and just going along to get along and not really questioning things. And I was given, you know, traditional religious dogmatic upbringing by my parents and teachers. And I sort of started to rebel against that when I started questioning things in a deeper way and realizing that organized religions are part of the entire control structure. And in doing so, that kind of turned to a lot of hatred because there was no real deep knowledge base to back up my understanding of what religion was at the time, and just seeing it as a pure control system. The knowledge didn't transform me. That lack of knowledge led to a lot of anger feelings, and I gravitated toward the exact polar opposite in the form of dark occultism. Now, when we talk about the occult, you have to realize that there are positive aspects to using this knowledge, and there are negative ways to use this knowledge. So I call, I make the distinction between the way people use the type of information that I talk about. I distinguish it as light occultism if you are trying to share that knowledge and uplift humanity, and I call it dark occultism if you're using it as a power differential over other people to get what you want according to your own selfish will and whims. So I gravitated toward a form of dark occultism known as Satanism, and it's not what people think when they hear the term. Most people immediately go to the idea of, you know, worshiping an entity that is, you know, based on, you know, Christian descriptions of the devil. And that is certainly not what organized Satanism in the form of the organized satanic religion and organized satanic network that is actually really running the world is about at all. I'm not telling people that kind of practices and that kind of worship does not take place within those circles, but I'm saying that there's infinitely more to it than that, and the basis of this ideology is largely unknown by people. It has four basic tenets, and that is putting the self above all else, even morality, okay? Moral relativism, which is all about the idea that there is no difference between right and wrong truly objectively in nature. Social Darwinism, which is about the strong ruling the weak, and thinking that that is like an extension of, you know, macrobiological Darwinian evolution, quote unquote. And then eugenics, which is about, you know, the strongest classes of people ultimately deciding who gets to live and die. These are the pillars of the satanic ideology in the organized system of Satanism. When I became involved in this network of people, I recognized they weren't really individuals just working with, you know, hidden information, but they were working together with a very specific goal in mind, and that was to increase their own collective power at the expense of everyone else's freedom. They were creating a world that was based in slavery, and not only that, but individuals working within this dark occult network were comprised of every institution. They were members of every single social institution of our lives: politics, banking, law, military, law enforcement, medicine, education, entertainment, the media. You name the aspect of our lives, and there were Satanists in high levels of influence and power within those institutions, infiltrating all of them.
That's interesting. Let me ask you this question. What drew them to that? What was the lowest common denominator of all of those people involved in Satanism?
Well, I think this religion ultimately is already entrenched and runs the world. You know, this is essentially ancient in its origins, and they already are entrenched in the corridors of power, and the people that gravitate toward dark occultism are either already within their family lines, and they're groomed from basically from birth to take up these positions, or they do some recruiting within lower level organizations like what I was involved in the form of the Church of Satan, to have these lower level organizations act as a psychological filtration net of sorts to basically try to find people with certain characteristics and tendencies that are semi-psychopathic and that have the kind of skill sets that they're looking to use and exploit, and then they bring up some people from the general population into these groups and to help them carry out their worldwide agenda. And upon recognizing that their agenda was slavery for humanity, and that these people were really total control freaks, and they were absolutely infiltrated into every single social institution, I still had a modicum of conscience left at this time in my life, and I didn't want to proceed with my involvement with these groups. And a lot of people think that once you get involved with groups like this, you cannot get out of them. And I'm here to tell people that definitely is not the case. It isn't true. In many cases, if you can't help them and you haven't, basically been involved at a certain level, in other words, you don't know, quote unquote, where the bodies have been buried, then, they're not really interested in trying to twist your arm to stay involved and to help them. They take who they can, and if somebody doesn't want to be involved, if they are involved at low levels like I was never involved at very high levels of this hierarchy, then they're all too happy to just say, well, be gone. We don't want anything to do with you if you don't want anything to do with us. And their attitude was, go ahead and do your worst trying to explain to people how this all works, because, you're not going to make any headway. Their attitude was actually even more one of hubris, because they said even if we came forward and told people how entrenched we are in society and explained to them our own manipulation tactics that we use against them on a daily basis, they're so brainwashed and they're so dumbed down and they're so irresponsible that they won't believe it from us if it came from our mouth. And so, good luck doing whatever damage you think you're going to do exposing this, because you'll be banging your head against the wall for the rest of your life.
So the purpose of all of this is, and I've asked this of a lot of people, Bill Schneblin and other people, do these people literally worship the devil? Do they believe the devil is the answer for this world? What brings them all together in a belief system?
Again, in the circles I was involved in, the answer to that question is no, they do not. I'm not telling you that that doesn't go on within certain contingencies of dark occultism, because I would say it certainly does. But in the organizations that I was involved with, there was no worship at all. Again, the god of this religion, if you could, think that there is one, is the out of control runaway ego. It is the self. They are self-serving individuals. Their highest goal and aspiration is to be God themselves.
Hmm.
So, you could say self-worship is their overall, number one tenet. I call it self-preservation as being the highest aspiration in life, meaning whatever you have to do to advance yourself, even if it means stepping on other people's rights and or lives to do so, then you do it. What is good is defined by them as what is good for them. There's no objective standard. It's all relative.
Okay, we're going to be back after this 4-minute break with Mark Passio, and I'm going to take phone calls a little bit later because I know there's a lot of you wanting to talk to Mark. We'll be back after this 4-minute break, and we're going to talk about how do they get people to do what they want them to do. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 4 minutes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's all about the truth. You know, we got to go on both sides of it to find out where it is. And Mark Passio is joining us today, who was a Satanist at one time. And I want to get into finding out what he can draw from that information to find out how it is that they are perhaps controlling us today. Mark, but before we move on, Mark, by the way, who has a radio show on RBN, tell the people how they can listen to your show, when it is.
it was taking place every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern time. I'm on hiatus right now with my radio show, and I'm planning on resurfacing and continuing it in the form of a podcast probably after the summer. The best way that you can listen in on all of the information that I have put out is by going to my main website, whatonearthishappening.com, and go to the podcast section where there are 191 podcasts up in that section of the website, and you can download them all and listen for free. So I will be resuming a radio show slash podcast at some point in the near future, but right now I'm on hiatus. I've recently actually appeared in a feature full-length documentary of Free Mind Films entitled Shadow Ring. That's the most recent work that I have put out, and people can check that out by also visiting my website, whatonearthishappening.com.
You know, and I'm going to commend you on that. We have Shadow Ring here, and we have really promoted it because I think it, honestly, is one of the best documentaries ever put out. They've got footage I've never seen before, and I just commend them and commend you also for your work in Shadow Ring. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get it from the Power Mall and see Mark Passio there. What on Earth is Happening? Man, those podcasts are excellent. I started listening to them, and there are some really, really good podcasts there on What on Earth is Happening. Okay, what was it that drew you into Satanism? What was it that there was this magnet pulling you into something that most people would say, what? What are you doing that for? What was it about Satanism?
Well, I recognized inherently that occultism had hidden knowledge about the human psyche that could be used in various ways. And like most people in society today, I was a me type person that was concerned with only increasing my own personal power and influence in life. And, you know, if anything could encapsulate what Satanism really is, it's the religion of me. That is the best way that you can look at this religion. It is the religion of the ego, of putting yourself first above all others, the religion of service to self above everything else. And if you look at it from that perspective, you realize that our entire society is largely satanic. They have conditioned people to buy into what you might call a lower variant of their overarching religious tenets. And they do that based upon the very first tenet, that the ego is to be put on a pedestal and served above the interests of anything else, including morality or people's rights or lives or freedom. So, I was raised in the society that basically espouses at a lower level the ideology that this religion pumps out. And therefore, I was infected with that, you know, mindset, and I wanted to carry it to the nth degree because, you know, I have kind of a personality where I, you know, go fully into things when I get involved in them. And, you know, as I said, my disdain for the distortions of organized religion pushed me to the polar antithesis of organized religion, or so I thought anyway. I was really getting involved in another organized religion. It was kind of like a polar a dialectic there at work, and that's how they get a lot of people from the general public to get involved in their ranks.
And so people who are really egotistical, that's what they are, I mean, it draws them all together. They don't want to do evil deeds, or they don't want to go out and have seances, or, dissect black cats or something like that. I mean, these people are there because they want to expand their ego or their thoughts of themselves?
They want to expand their personal power, and they want to expand the group's power, the whole network's power. They want to become the God class of humanity. They want to become a subsection of humanity that is essentially gods, because they are all-knowing and all-powerful. Their definition of what a god is, you know, who has access to all the information, even if other people, you know, lack it or don't want them to have personal information about them. They want knowledge about everything that they can use at their whim. They want total power. They want to be able to rule other people. They want to be able to make the law. You know, instead of follow natural law, they want to be God who sets the laws into motion on the earth and be the rulers here.
Wow. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley with Mark Passio.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. It's 33 minutes after the hour. Mark Passio is our guest. What on earth is happening? WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com is the website. Let me remind you that Jerry Peterman gave us an amazing special on Time Challenger. So today, tomorrow are the only days left for this special. You buy 2 Time Challenger capsules or Time Challenger vegans, and you will get another one free. But that's not all. You can get free either a night recovery cream or a bite knot. Bite knot is the organic, way to keep bugs away from you. The night recovery cream is wonderful. It's got some jasmine in it. It really smells good. Buy 2 Time Challenger chewables, arthritis, mineral, or canine, and you get your choice free of a night recovery cream or a bite knot. So that is really nice of him to offer that. You know, when you're dealing with good guys and the people who believe in what we believe in, they want to do good for you too, and they want to do everything they can for you. So take advantage of getting the Time Challenger at the Power Mall. Give us a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Now, that is Nutrition for the Mitochondria of the Cell. And he is really, it's a real well thought out product. We've also got Himalayan salt on sale. Purslane is back online now after Health Canada taking it off for 6 months. So call the Power Mall and order from us. Do business with the good guys. Whoever you believe are good guys, buy local or buy from the Power Mall, please. 877-817-9829. We're talking to Mark Passio today. Mark, the subject, and I'm going to open up the phone lines because I know people are already emailing me. They want to talk to you. But the subject, though, of getting people to carry out orders, such as the military, on things that you would think, what are they thinking, like going in and killing innocent people in various countries around the world, whatever we choose to imperialize. How does this happen? I think this is something we need to talk about so we can find out how to undo some of this damage, especially sure. with military.
You know, there's multifaceted methodologies of mind control that are at work in our world. There are so many methods of manipulation. I mean, we could do whole shows just talking about one of these methodologies. But I think ultimately it all starts in the public schooling system, which is an indoctrination camp for young, impressionable minds. And these people have taken over essentially the curriculum of all of our schools. And they're essentially teaching people obedience to the state from a very, very, very young age in the compulsory so-called schooling system. That's one of the methods. There's many, many others. I mean, exploiting people's primal fears, putting them into a fearful mind state gets you really not to use reason and logic in your decision-making processes. You're basing all of your behaviors upon fear-induced instinct. Poisoning the worldview that all people are human and need to be controlled, and we need governmental systems of slavery in place, you know, to control people. The obfuscation of language, just in the form of people not understanding, you know, words and certain ideologies. The control of the media, getting people to just buy into the whole status quo mentality and continuously pump that out on you know, the airwaves 24/7. The pollution of our food and so-called, medical systems with chemicals and, you know, dangerous poisons. And you can go on and on. And, you know, it's such a multifaceted attack against the human mind and body and soul that very few people do the kind of psychological work upon themselves, the kind of spiritual work upon themselves to develop shielding against all of these tactics and techniques that are employed against them. And, you know, they're being bombarded and there's no psychic shielding up, if you will. And, you know, their minds essentially become moldable and they're behaviors become directable by these organizations and institutions. And, you know, they'll gravitate toward something like order following because, those organizations become their surrogate family. You know, they've probably undergone trauma in their lives, probably some form of parental abandonment, which I look at as one of the underlying causal factors of, why people are self-loathing and don't want to take on personal responsibility to decide for themselves right action over wrong action, according to natural law, another big factor in my work. And because of that trauma and that lack of self-esteem, that lack of self-respect, that desire to quote-unquote abdicate their own personal responsibility for right choice, they get involved in organizations that basically say, well, you don't have to make those hard decisions. We'll do it for you, and you just act upon what we tell you to do. And that's really the definition of order following. It's an order follower is a person who does what someone else commands them to do, and therefore they've attempted to abdicate their own free will, their own personal responsibility, because they have not for themselves taken the responsibility to judge whether that action that they're being commanded to take is truly based in morality, Is it an actual right? Is it an action that you have a right to take because it doesn't harm anyone else? And most people won't take that personal responsibility upon themselves. Again, they want to abdicate it to someone else. That is an illusion. You can't really abdicate your personal responsibility for choosing a particular behavior. You know, you're always responsible for the harm that you cause. You know, people will talk about moral culpability. Who is more morally culpable, the one who gives an order or the one who carries out the order? And I'm not asking whether there's moral culpability present. Of course, it's present on both parties' part. But I'm asking who's more morally culpable? Who's more at fault when harm results from an interaction between an order giver and an order follower? And I would say it's always the order follower that bears more moral culpability,
right?
Because it's their behavior that caused the harm. It's not the order giver's behavior. They just gave an order. They just spoke and told somebody else what to do. But then that individual actually went and put it into manifestation because they carried it out by their own actions. It wouldn't have gotten done if the order follower wouldn't put it into manifestation through their actions. So
absolutely,
the order follower is always more morally culpable.
Exactly. And I think that we need, or they need, to have the media coalescing in this. The media has to go along with this. There has to be to get the military to do what they want them to do. I one day I was watching the religion to go along with them. One day I was watching Paul Crouch, and I don't ask me why, but anyway, on Trinity Network, and the guy with the, you know, his wife had the pink hair. And if you're not familiar with that program, it's, you know, they make a huge amount of money off of the people that listen. But one day they were talking about the Islamic terrorist and said, and this is the statement that this head of this Trinity Broadcasting Network said, is, I think we should just kill them all and let God sort them out. You know, and that plays into the military acquiescing, into everybody going along with the idea that that's okay because this pastor has said that. And I just got chills, and I thought, how can anyone, and especially a professing Christian pastor, talk about kill them all and let God sort them out? Kill, there's something in, I remember in the Old Testament about thou shalt not kill, but yet, I watch as everyone is saying it's okay because they're terrorist.
Right. See, religious indoctrination is yet another one of these methods of mind control that is out there in society. And as long as people don't really understand natural law, if they don't understand the laws that govern our decision-making processes and the behaviors that we choose as to whether those actions are moral or immoral, and you know, we don't start to really base our behaviors in an understanding of this moral law that exists within creation, then we cannot ever reverse the current human situation of total control and slavery that we're really living under. There's a law in the universe called the law of freedom, that as the aggregate morality of a people increases, their freedom increases proportional to that. And as the aggregate morality of any given people decreases and they become more immoral, they become more enslaved. Those two things are inextricably tied together. Morality and freedom. Okay, they're proportional to each other. So this is something that people still really don't deeply grasp and understand. And if that ignorance is what perpetuates the current human condition. Until we understand that we're always responsible for the behaviors that we take, it's always our burden to decide and understand for ourselves whether an action is either a right because it does not cause harm to another, or a wrongdoing because it does cause harm to another, naturally, observably, in the real world. Okay, these are objective standards because they exist in nature, because the behavior that we take exists in nature and it has a real world, tangible, observable effect. until we understand that knowledge, which is what conscience is. Conscience is that objective knowledge of the difference between right behavior and wrong behavior. Until humanity develops that deeply, not in the ways we think of it as now. Like you ask people, are you truly a good person? And they will say, yes, absolutely. And you say, well, do you condone this form of violence that the state does? And they say, oh, that's acceptable because the state does it. That's not an individual who truly understands conscience, who truly understands the difference between right behavior and wrong behavior. In their mind, they do, in their perception, but in reality, they don't really have the knowledge of the difference between right and wrong. It can be a very difficult thing to try to explain to somebody that they're not really, truly, deeply, in nature, a moral being. They have the semblance of a moral being. They think because they don't carry out certain behaviors that means that they're moral, but
right.
Condoning behaviors that are based in violence also make you an immoral person because you are contributing to that in the world by basically saying, oh, it's okay and it should be allowed to continue.
Let me ask you this. A lot of people, I would never kill. I will not kill. However, I will belly up to the IRS bar on April 15th and do my part to go buy those weapons so somebody and pay somebody else
right.
to go kill those people.
Exactly. That's why extricating yourself from taxation as much as within as is within your personal power to do so, I think, is a moral duty. Also, people will say, well, I don't kill, but I support our troops. You know, it's one and the same. It's not a difference. There's no difference there because these people are just following orders and doing what an immoral government is commanding them to do, to go and take resources and oppress people thousands of miles away. You know, it's something that people really have to study at a deep level, what the universal spiritual laws of morality are all about. This is a huge, huge fulcrum point of my work that I simply call natural law, for lack of a better term. But we're really talking about universal spiritual laws that govern consciousness. And, again, it's a simple equation. If morality is increasing, freedom is increasing. And if you look around the world and you say freedom is on the wane, well, then you understand the underlying causal factor. It is because morality has been on the wane for a long time. And when that happens, you're going deeper and deeper into enslavement. The only way to come out of that is to truly understand the difference between right and wrong behavior and then start living that way in your life all the time.
Give us some of the natural laws. I've got callers waiting for you, and I do need to get to them, but the natural laws that we should adhere to, what do you think those absolutes are?
Well, one of them is how things become manifested in our reality, and that is based upon human behavior, okay? And that should make perfect sense because the world that we get is the world that we enact into existence. Well, that behavior is based on decision-making processes or our understanding of things. So when there's ignorance, when there's a total lack of understanding, and when we don't have access to the kind of knowledge that we need because it has been occulted, you could start to understand how the current world situation got the way that it is. So we're basing our behavior upon decision-making processes or understanding, and that's based upon knowledge or the availability of information that we can gather and take in and process for ourselves. And then we're putting that all out into the world through our behavior. So it's a stepwise process. Knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. One of the basic underlying foundations for natural law. And if we're wise, we're acting in accordance with natural law. We're acting in accordance with morality, meaning our behaviors are not going to be causing harm to other sentient beings because we don't have that right. If our behaviors are in alignment with those moral laws, then we'll get one set of results. And that will be orderly. That will be based in freedom. The conditions that will manifest in reality will be orderly and what we say we want. Conversely, if our behavior in the aggregate sense is out of alignment with the laws of morality, then the manifested result, the generated result, is going to be chaotic. It's going to be what we would call evil, everything we say we don't want for our lives. So once again, I mean, you only really need to look at the manifested result that is going on in the world today to understand how these laws work. Our own looking at the data that is all around us, our own observations will tell us how these laws operate. You know, if we're looking at the world and we're seeing things that we don't want to see, and we're seeing a world that is becoming increasingly enslaved, and the conditions are becoming increasingly inequitable and intolerable, well, then that means that people haven't taken in the knowledge that they need to take in. They don't understand the underlying causal factors, and therefore their behaviors are out of alignment with these laws of morality. And therefore, they're going to continue to generate a imbalanced result. If we do the opposite, we get the opposite result. It's what I call the real laws of attraction. That's what this natural law seminar that I did was subtitled, The Real Law of Attraction and How to Apply It in Your Life. Because if you understand how we're co-creating our reality, we're actually building the world that we're experiencing and manifesting it together. Okay, you understand that it's not about one person changing their mind. It's about all of us collectively changing the entire paradigm of what we've been led to believe.
Right.
You know, the kind of things that we think are acceptable and that should exist, you know, like government, like military institutions, like police forces, etc., that we think are indispensable, you know, and realize these are things that have not served us ever, don't serve us now, and aren't going to serve us in the future. And unless we change our mindset, that manifested result's still going to be there. If we
and
change
one
it,
person
something different.
Can make a difference. A person
right.
can. A person of one can make a difference, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe God honors the truth and God honors those that honor the truth. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. My ad in New York could be up next. Mark Passio is our guest. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves.
Dallas with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're talking about truth. We're talking about natural law, getting people to do things that people don't want to do. I'm going to take your phone calls for Mark Passio. So let me go quickly to Mayotte in New York. Mayotte, go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Good morning. Excellent segment. I imagine, though, there'll be some listeners that won't be too pleased, but great work, Mark. I'd like to posit one facet of this and give an example and get your response. Part of the phenomenon is that the people who are most oppressed, victimized, whether war-torn or mass incarcerated or what have you, or shot down. An example of that would be Donald Trump, because as he refers to Mexicans as rapists and criminals, he's the one that you will see or that look like him, or he'll dash to the Bilderberger CFR if he's invited, Bohemian Grove and such. So I'd like you to comment if you agree that it's sort of like the elephant in the room that Renee talks about. And I'd like your thoughts on that, Mark.
All right. Do you understand that, Mark?
Yeah, kind of. I think definitely that the most oppressed among us tend to develop tendencies to want to stay in a place of comfort because it's all that they've ever known. It isn't because they really, truly, deep down inside think that things are going to change. It's a sort of almost like they're willing to go with what they've always known rather than venture out into the unknown, which can be very fearful. And people have called this Stockholm syndrome, staying with the oppressor and wanting to continue really the status quo, even though you'll say that you want things to be different and change. It's fear driven. So, you'll be given a lot of false choices through politics and the media. And you have to realize they're just dialectics that are ultimately going to perpetuate the same system of control.
Bingo. I got to move on to the next caller. We're running out of time. Let me go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on the air with Mark Passio. Go ahead, please.
Yes, according to his definition, I agree with him so much. A lot of people who would be horrified if you called him Satanist, by their deeds, they are Satanists. You know, what really bothers me are a lot of the apologists for order followers who go, oh, but if they speak up, their life will be made hell and they'll lose their pension. The thing is, they're going along to get along is making sure this tyranny stays in place and other people's lives are living hell while they remain comfortable, which to me makes them both Satanists and thieves when they take that pension because they have not done their job. They are the exact opposite of what they claim to be. They are very skillfully evil, unlike the shoplifter or the person who steals a purse who is put under the prison. The thing is, those people are the amateurs. And the thing is, like I said, they're taking pensions they don't deserve because actually they are doing the me, and as they do that, innocent people's lives are destroyed and they're holding the tyranny together.
So true. We are out of time. Mary in New Jersey, I apologize. We're out of time. I could not agree more. If you agree, you better be willing to live by what it is that you do. Thank you so much, Mark Passio, for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Joyce, thanks so much.
Very good show. Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow with Clint Ober. We're going to be talking about earthing, some things that may surprise you about why you might want to earth. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We love you at the Power Hour. Get your Time Challenger and all the specials at the Power Mall. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you all at the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow.